everything depends upon the association. You will go on associating with worldly people, worldly aptitude will automatically come to your mind. Nobody can check it. And if you go on associating with bona fide Shuddha Bhakta, then aptitude to do bhajan will automatically enter into your mind. And you will have encouragement to do so. Everything depends upon this association. If you do not think about this, then our life will be vapid, futile. For that reason, our Paramardha, Param Guru Pad Padma has established so many moths and our Guru Devas and our Guru Varga. For what purpose? For getting the association of sadhus. To hear about Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and his personal associates, so that we can have always remembrance of the eternal truth. And if you think about non-eternal things always, then we will be attracted to those things and we will be attached to those things. Will come to you. That is the cause of bondage. But that is, you see, two contrast. I am speaking one instance and giving from Srimad Bhagavatam. Shukadev Goswami was speaking to Parikshit Maharaj. Govinda Bhujagaptayam Dharavattam Kurudbaha Avashid Narana Vishna Krishna Upasana Lalas. Govinda Bhujagaptayam Dharavattam Kurudbaha. Kurudbaha, the chief or well reputed descendant in Kuru Vamsa, is Parikshit Maharaj. By addressing Parikshit Maharaj, you are the chief of Kuru family or Chandra Vamsa. Kuru family's origin is Chandra, moon, from moon. And Sukadeva Goswami is saying, Parikshit Maharaj, you are well reputed amongst all who have come in the generation of Chandra Vamsa. So, Kurudbaha, Kurusrashta, well reputed. Narada Goswami stayed at Dwarakapuri, protected, defended by the arm of Govinda. Govinda's transcendental realm, Dwarakapuri. Always, continuously, without any interruption. For what purpose? With excessive desire to worship Sri Krishna. To excessive desire. Desire for worldly things will take us to worldly things. Desire for worship of Krishna and his devotees will take us, our mind, to that object. Excessive, only with the desire to worship Krishna. So, he stayed, he resided, dwelt, whatever you say, at the transcendental realm Dwaraka, defended means then the realm of, by the arms of Govinda means, this is Govinda's realm, transcendental realm, to worship Krishna, with the greediness to worship Krishna. Greediness is bad. But if greediness is for worship Krishna, it is good. Excessive desire for what purpose? Not for sense gratification, for worldly things. But purpose for for worshipping Krishna. In Gita it is said, Trividam narakasya idam dharam nashanam atmana kama kudhata lobotasma idatrayam tajit. These three will take us to inferno. Vices, you may say, cardinal vices. There are six, but here it is said. Narakasya idam dharam nashanam atmana. It is the doorway or gateway of getting complete destruction. Sarvanash. Total destruction. Or utter ruin. What is that? Kaam, krodh, lobh. Kaam means lust. Sex passion. Lust. Krodh, anger. And lobh, greediness. These are the three cardinal vices, or they are the chief enemies, or foes, for our destruction and utter ruin. So, you have to give up these three, kaam, krodh, lobh. Any activity which tends to the satisfaction of my own gross and subtle senses is called kaam. And any vyakti who tends to the satisfaction of Krishna and his devotees is called prem. This is diametrically opposite. Target, we should not lose the mark, target. Mark should be correct. If we lose the mark, then that time is spoiled. Dedicated our life for the service, for worshipping Supreme Lord. We have dedicated our life to, at least externally, outwardly, to Sadguru and Vaishnavas. We should try sincerely for this. If there is lobh, there is greediness, there is excessive desire for worship of Krishna, excessive desire means constant desire, there should be a break in it. Any break means you will lose that time. But there should be a break, continuous desire, excessive desire. And Narada Goswami is to stay in Dwarka Dham, always for that purpose. Why Sukadeva Goswami was speaking to Parikshit Maharaj? He was giving instruction to Parikshit Maharaj. Now, Vishnu Chakravarti Pad, in his commentary, has raised one question. We have heard that Dakkha Prajapati, son of Brahma, cursed, he would not stay any place always. That was his curse. Now here, Sukadev Goswami was speaking to Parikshit Maharaj. He stayed constantly, perpetually, always at Dwarka Dham. How you can reconcile this? Problem. Then Vishnu Chakravarti Pad, he has raised the problem and he has given the solution. Because Dakkha Prajapati is cars will have dominance, influence in Brahmanda only. material Brahmanda. His father is Brahma, and he is the son of Brahma. So he has got this place, Brahmanda. So his cars will be effective within this domain, not beyond that. Dwarakapuri is transcendental realm. If anybody commits any crime here in America and crosses the border and goes to Mexico or any other country, whether the laws of America, United States will be effective to him. He has crossed the border. He may send one prayer to the other government for extradition, to extradite that, so that we can get the opportunity to try him here in this. But that depends upon the discretion of that state. Mm-hmm. There is no compulsion. He can accede to your prayer, he cannot accede. When he crosses the border, their jurisdiction finishes. Law jurisdiction. Mm-hmm. For that reason, when Narada Goswami has crossed the jurisdiction, has gone to Dwarakapuri, the cars of Dakka Prajapati is not effective. For that reason. Now, for what purpose I have raised this topic? That is in purpose. I want to say in short, Dakka Prajapati was ordered by his father, revered father Brahma. Father is given the responsibility to increase creation, Brahma. So he ordered his son, you should increase creation for 14 worlds, not for this world. Chuddhu Bhuvan. Brahma is the owner of 14 worlds. So he has to think all this. So many beasts, birds, and human beings are necessary to fill up these 14 worlds. I have given this charge, so I am ordering you to produce children, to increase creation. Dakka Prajapati accepted that. And he produced 10,000 sons. It seems to be a very huge number. But 10,000 sons, even in this New York and this Seattle, mm-hmm. How many?
How many millions?
2 million.
So 3 millions.
3 million.
3 millions. 10,000. If his 10,000 is sent here, then Seattle, nothing. The 10,000, all the whole world, 14 world, 10,000, nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. Not a drop even. But he has created first 10,000. And after, when they become grown up, I have got this order to increase creation, to fill up the whole 14 worlds, 14 planets. You should do this. Whether you understood or not, yes, you shall try to obey your orders. This is the duty. My revered father has ordered it. You should perform duty. And I am giving order already. This is dharma, to obey the orders of the superiors. Brahma. He is giving this order. And I am also giving. You should obey my order. The son should obey the order of the father. And it has been, it has come from my father. This is the greatest duty. Is not it? They will encourage. All right. We shall try to do this duty. You have to worship Krishna, Supreme Lord. If he desires, he can do anything. He is almighty. We are not almighty. It is the order of Narayan, for that is in, and Brahma is thinking, my father and your grandfather. And you should also perform penance to increase creation. They made prostrate obeisance to father, all right, increase blessing. Very obedient sons. They went to the forest to a certain place and started penance. Naradharad Goswami, he is omniscient. He came to know 10,000 sons of Dakha Prajapati have gone to such and such place. Let me go there. Narada Goswami went there. They are performing penance as per instruction of his father. Narada Goswami went there with white beards, tall figure, with one musical instrument, veena, heptachord. What is that? By seeing them, a great personality. They are young boys. They made obeisance. Please bless us. We have come as per direction of our revered father here. Please bless us. If they will get the blessings of the sadhu, then we should be successful for the objective which has come. Knowing fully well, Narada Goswami, what for you have come? We have come to increase creation in the order of my revered father. So we want your blessing. Increase creation. By increasing creation, what benefit you will get? Tell me. We do not know what benefit you will get. But you have been ordered. You should know. Sit down. Hear me. By increasing creation, you will give immense affliction, miseries, and all kinds of distress to the living beings. Yourself will be in the fire of affliction, and you are throwing them, others, to the fire. What sort of fire? It is the order of our grandfather. And he said, when our father, how you are saying? What you are saying? Sit down. Here. By, you have to create living beings. When the son will be in the mother's womb, how you are born? First, the child will be in the mother's womb. In the mother's womb, with stooping head and hips up, like this. And worms will bite. Very soft body of the child. And he cannot redress it. Because he is passing like this. Men's trouble. You have forgotten. You had this trouble. Every baby when remains in the mother's womb has a tremendous suffering. Even a young man with strong body and his skill is also very strong, thick and strong. Now, if that young person, this robust person, is fastened in a pillar or the tree from here to here, after fastening, if some poisonous red color ants are thrown in his body and they started biting, then what will be the plight of that person? When he is fastened, he cannot do. This is more tremendous than death. He will not die, but he will be burning session. But ultimately he will have to die. Soft baby boy, soft body, and worm started biting, and he does not do anything. What sort of miseries? You want to create creation for giving these miseries to the living beings? They have no sense. They thunderstruck. Such a great personality has come, you see. And they are young boys, what they say? Some fortunate human being in the womb, those who have got previous good deeds, they cry, O Supreme Lord. This time when we shall be born, we shall not forget you, we shall worship you. I am giving this promise to you. I cannot tolerate this. But after birth, by getting the affection of parents and other relatives, whatever he has given word, promised, forgets it. And as long as remain in this world, always happiness? No. Happiness, suffering, mixture. Threefold sufferings will be there. Threefold sufferings. Adhatmik, adhibhautika, hidhik. To every bodied person, corporeal living being will have this suffering. Those are what is body. What is that? Adhatmik. Diseases of this. Disease. It's pain, some sort should come to message, and he should take trouble. Disease, so many diseases will come. Suriram Vyadhi Mandiram. This body is temple of suffering. It is storehouse of suffering. Suriram Vyadhi Mandiram. All kinds of. And nowadays, so many diseases. So, this is one kind of suffering. When you will find a cancer disease, I have seen personally, two persons. So, such a big person has become a small, a tremendous, does not die, but it's unbearable to see this cancer. And you see, so many diseases are there. And adhatmic separation grief will be always there, because this body is temporary. Either we shall go early, or all our relations will go early. There will be separation, is inevitable. Separation from husband, separation from wife, separation from children, separation from others, relations, inevitable. Permanent living, nobody can remain. So, separation grief is there from kith and kin. That is also a misery, a distress, mental agony, tremendous. And after that, adibhautik, you will get trouble from other living beings, insects, other living beings, mosquitoes, and other little flies. If you go to see Mayapur, you will be surrounded by swarm of mosquitoes. Mm-hmm. They will all come to sing the glory of Krishna and your heart. Yes.
Then Vishal.
So, this, but if you do not use mosquito cotton, then you will have malarial fever and other fever. You have to take, if you go to India, mosquito cotton compulsory. You should take. You can supply, but not so many persons.
Not all the place.
All the place. In Calcutta it is less, but yet there is some. In only in New Delhi, in our area, not on other areas, in our area you will not find mosquito. In Pahargad area. But in other areas you will find mosquito everywhere. And other beasts, birds there, they will tease you. But you can save yourself from them. But nowadays you can save yourself from your own species, human species. Human being has become more ferocious than beasts and birds. They are hypocrites, they have become hypocrites. They will come to you as friends and kill you, they will flee. Without any relation. Have there no relation? They have never seen those persons, only to serve their political purpose, evil purpose. They bomb that bogey. They do not know who are there to put the government into difficulty, put some party in difficulty. So much heinous crimes they are doing. Beasts and birds, they are laughing. They do for their own livelihood, nothing else. And we have become, human beings have become most ferocious nowadays. They have got no, they have lost all judgment, all discriminating power of good and bad. They are up to anything. But this, you see, this is adibhautikta, affliction caused by other living beings. And adidvaivik, for all these committal of sins, there will be reaction, there will be serious earthquake, there will be inundation, there may be infectious diseases, plague, etc. There will be. All this will come. This prakriti will not lose its balance. Everything will be balanced. If you do commit sins, then it will come in a reaction and they will take away. If you are doing anything by earthquakes, lots of people will be killed at a time. But that this is called affliction caused by the demigods or adidevi, natural calamities. And at the time of death, if you remain near the person, what's up from tremendous suffering you will find to that person at, when he was on the verge of death. He did not want to die, but he has got tremendous suffering. You are not feeling it. Within birth suffering, death suffering, as long as we remain in suffering. And you are doing this for creation, by creating, you are giving suffering to them and you also suffer by reaction. You should. If you do this, you are also born like this. This is not good. So I shall take class. Have you learned? Have you anything? No? There is no other person? only Guru Narada Goswami, and no father, no nothing, and they are young boys, and the Guru there is speaking, and he is rightly speaking, all right, morning, evening, night, I shall take 3 classes, and whatever you have got any question, good question, right. As Guru and Vaishnavas in principle are same, but in different times they take different forms. Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Narada Goswami, there is no difference. Now, in this Kali Yuga, Narada Goswami has appeared as Bhaktivinoda Thakur or Bhakti Siddhanta Sanskrit. What he is saying, even if it is Bengali, it is not ordinary Bengali. The transcendental world. Our Guru Maharaj made me understand in Sarvaka. I don't want to say that. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's writing is not an ordinary person's writing. Narada Goswami and Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying, what he is saying? Durlabha manava janma lobhiya sangsare Krishna bhajilo dukkha kohiva kahare. I have got this precious human birth after passing through so much difficulties, 80 lakhs of hours. Durlabha, after getting so much distress and suffering. Scarce birth, rarely to be found. Up till now, I have not worshipped Krishna. For worshipping Krishna, I have got this human birth. What I am doing? Only eating, sleeping, and defending and mating. What beasts and birds they are doing? You are doing the same thing. Why God has given you this chance, precious human birth? By creating human being, God is satisfied because they can worship Him. If you do not do this, there is no meaning of this getting this birth. Then you have to go to the birds and beasts. Again, tremendous suffering. Dullava manava janme lobhiya sangsare Krishna bhajini dukkha kohiva kahare. Up till now, I have not worshipped Krishna. My mental agony I shall express to whom? Sangsar sangsar kari miche gala kal, lab na hoilo kichu ghotilo janjal. I have spoiled my whole time thinking about these worldly relations and worldly pleasures, etc. Earthly pleasures. By giving energy to this, I am increasing rubbish things, garbage. You have got the garbage here?
Yeah,
give that, and some municipal they are taking. You are filling up the
garbage.
Garbage means rubbish. What about doing this? It's like rubbish things. Janjal. Janjal means rubbish. You are increasing your origins only. You are not getting any benefit of this. Samsara, samsara kuri. It is this temporary relation, any moment this relation will be finished, heart will remain with you. Whatever you are doing in this world will remain here, nothing will go. Only Krishna bhajan will go. And you have no time to bhajan, and giving your time, spoiling any moment you may die. If I die now, what will go with me? Now see, now the time has come. After a minute I shall die. Then what will go with me? You have to think. I am doing something, by doing something I have died there. What will go with me? Siyatha. And I should be born to Seattle. Isn't that it? What we think at the time of death, like that you will be born. So, it's said, Sangsar sangsagri michegalaka labna hailo kichu ghatilo janjal. Kishara sangsarai chayabaji pray. Yate mamata kori vritha jino jaya. What is this sangsar worldly life? Not it a tribulation? It is like a magic lantern. Magic lantern. Now you have got TV. This whole world is a TV. And what is TV we are seeing? That is shadow TV, it is practical TV. We are, by seeing TV, we are imbibing those ideas and increasing those are in their mind. To force us to remain in this world, those equipments have become. World is the external potency. We should not allow anybody to go out of our domain. He should not go to Vaikuntha. He should remain in our domain, in this material realm. So this external potency has been given. All this show to attract him and to keep him permanently in this world. For that Kishore Samsara Chayabaji Pray. One magic lantern come. You see from your birth now up to this age, so many friends you have got and so many friends you have lost. Ultimately, our body will be finished here and we shall leaving all relations here. We shall have to go, we don't know where we should go. Can you remember anybody here? Your previous parents and relatives? Say me. You had parents as per scriptural evidence, 80 lakhs of births they have got of them. Now 4 lakhs, 84 lakhs birth, 80 lakhs other species and 4 lakhs human species. And you say, in the previous birth, who is your father? Now you are thinking, this is my actual relation. When you will die and you will be born in another place, this will be effaced from your heart. Now you are thinking, this is my actual, this is the only reality. You should do this. But after death, you will go to somewhere else. Even in this life, if I ask you, can you say at the age of 5 what you have done? Can you say? Can you say after 10 years back what you have done? Can you say 1 year back what you have done? Can you say 7 days back from body what you have done? You forget everything. And after leaving this body, if we enter another body, how we can remember this? Forget everything will be effaced. All these relations will be effaced. But only relation will remain with Supreme Lord. He is eternal, or soul is eternal, relation is eternal. But that is Sangsar Sangsagari Michegala Kal. All the time is spoiled, useless. Labh na hoilo kichu ghatilo janja. You have not gained anything. Only you have filled up the garbage. And Kishore Samsara Chayabaji Pai, Yate Mamata Kuri Pita Jana Jai. All these non-eternal relations seems to be real, but they are false. Non-eternal. By increasing our attachment to these things, our time is spoiled. E deho patan hole kirobe amar keshuk nahi dibe putra paribar. When this body will perish, what will remain with me? Can I take this house? Can I take wife? Can I take all these things to me? Without anything I have come. putting one there and keeping everything, it will go. You have come with any property? Nothing. Like this. And you will get something, and when you will leave this body, pasare, everything. Etiho patanole kirabe amar, keho sukh nahidive putra paribar. At that time, when I shall die, this putra paribar, wife, children, all this relation, nobody will give you peace, bliss, or happiness. Gardharmatari kodi parishram ka lagyata kuri nagu chilupra. I am working like a dunderpate, dunderhead, donkey. Always toiling for this family relations. Dullard. Have you heard the name? Dunderpate. So he is like that. I have got relation with Krishna. I have got no time to think about Krishna. Only I am thinking about my own bodily comfort and the others bodily interest. It will be broken any moment. This relation can be broken any moment. Nothing will go with. We have got no time to worship Krishna. And we have got time to engage, to devote us to other things, unnecessary, rubbish things. What is the proof that you have understood your life is meant for worship of Krishna? What is the proof? You show your proof. You have a conviction that you will live, your life will be such. Always you have to think, any moment we will live, any moment, after a moment I will leave this world. That moment will come. And when you shall perform bhajan? When? After death? For that reason. Gardhya madhi kori kori samkaal lagyata kori naghujjilo bharam. Din jaya michaka jaya nisha nidra vase nahi hoi marana nikote aachemus. In the daytime, what we'll do? We shall do this, we shall see TV, we shall do that, we shall do that, we shall eat in the morning, breakfast, such thing, luncheon, and then dinner, and all this. And we will go there, and all this program is there. Dinja Michakate, no connection with Supreme Lord. Nisha Nidra Vashe, and the night, whole night is spent by sleeping only. And where will we perform bhajan? We do not think that death is imminent before us. And after death we shall be again born as human beings, there is no guarantee. You will find about King Bharat, but in Bhagavad, but we have in Gwalpara, there was an incident. Fact. It is not a story. There are many Muslims there. They are dhani. They are rich. And of the Hindus, a small town. And all have got mutual relation. And one person, he has got money to marry his daughter. So he found that now to whom Hindus are all poor. Then he went to a Muslim. And Muslim, everybody knows everybody. Small town. Why you have come? What is the matter? I have come to borrow some money. And that Muslim, he knows he is a very poor person. What for? When I have made all arrangement, but I have got no money to marry my daughter. For that reason, I shall pay back. He knows he cannot pay back. All right, you are my village relative and in village relation, so your daughter, you like, you take. I shall pay. All right, ready. Whenever you shall find, think about this matter. He did not consider that he will not be able to give. Oh, our God will give you. You take it. And family members did not know. With great pomp and grandeur, marriage done. And after that, about 15 years after, that person died. And after that, his son became a bit well-to-do there. And that son, he saw a dream. His father came. He said, "You do not know how I marry your sister. I have taken money from such and such person, so much money. I could not pay back. So I am born in his house as dog. You pay this amount to him." And I give him word, but I could not keep my word. But then I am born there. Fact. And then he was astonished. What is this? Why I have seen this? He immediately went there to that Muslim he knows and asked, "My father has taken something from me. Why you should think? You go, go, go. No, go, go. No. I want to know how much our father took some money from you. Why you are thinking? You should not think it. You have done long ago. No, no. How much? You should not say." Then he said, "Oh, there is a dog in your house?" "Yes." "How is that? Very good. Can I see?" "Yes." Then he called, the dog came, and dog was weeping. Then he forced, he must take the money. He gave the money, and the dog died. This is fact in Gwalpara. What is the guarantee? We shall again have this birth, human birth. No guarantee. Nobody can give guarantee. There are other cases, you in newspapers also you find. You can find the newspapers in India. Now, any moment this body may perish. Then again we shall get this human birth. Again, sadhu sangha, which is not so easy. And bhalamand khaiheri parichinta hi nahi bhavye deho chhariva kuno din. What we shall take in the morning, what we shall take in the lunch, and all this, this sort of preparation should be done for us like that. Think. We do not think about our eternal benefit, eternal welfare. We do not think that any moment we may lose this chance. And again, there is no guarantee of getting this birth. When you have got this birth, why we should lose this chance, spoil this time? Is it wise? You will get human birth next, and you should perform it. Why you have got now? Why you are losing this? Why you say in future we get then? What for? Is it foolishness? You have got your birth, you have got the company of the Vaishnavas, you have got the company of Guru, everything you have got, and you are losing the time. Dhanava is stupidity. Dehga kalatradi chinta virata jagi jayjanga buddhi kari hata. Always my body, how I keep the it will die. You cannot keep it permanently, it will die. And house, I should build a house, I should remain there. wife, children, all is your thinking. My intelligence, my wisdom has been finished. By these surroundings around me, all these surroundings and the non-eternal relations has finished my intelligence or wisdom, everything. Buddhi kori haka. Hai hai nahi bhavi anitesha. Jivone vigata kotha rahi bhavi. Hai hai, alas, alas. We are not thinking these all relations are non-eternal. When my life will perish, all this vaibhavas, all this wealth and property, where will we be? All we have to give up. We have to, without taking anything, we have to give this place. This beloved body you were taken to. Shasane Sarima Pariyarahive Vyanga Patanga Tavyad. This body will be taken to cremation ground or burial ground, whatever it means. In India, cremation ground. And it will be burned. And there, all the flies and all the birds, they will move. You will go, oh, this body has got, oh, we shall have something, some do some. We are now lucky, fortunate. I've got this body. We should eat it. No fish, jackals, and dogs. They have got the scent power. And these we shall make a feast of this body. You're happy. This body, beloved body, will be taken after death to cremation ground. And all the birds and flies will move around it. And jackals, and what do you say? Jackals are fox. Jackals and dogs. They will be happy. Great feast. Mahasya kalbe shadir diholai. Je deho rahi gati tar anugato. Samsar vaibhav jat bandhu jan. This body's ultimate end is such. Ultimately it will be finished. By thinking about this body and body relations, we have destroyed our fortune to worship Krishna. What is this? This is most unfortunate. Samsar vaibhav bandhu jan. Ate maya moha chari buddhiman. Ittata Krishna Bhakti Karana Sam. Therefore, this infatuation you should give up. You are infatuated by the illusory energy of Supreme Lord. You should give up this. Nittata Krishna Bhakti Karana. You search for Krishna and worship Krishna. Immediately. Continuously saying, then the son's mentality change. The mentality of son's change. Right? We shall not enter into worldly life, we shall not marry. They become all ascetics. And they have not entered into married life. 10,000. Then Dakkha Prajapati got enraged, but from this sadhu has come. He had made brainwash of all my sons. What direction? And enraged and prepared to give curse. But again, afraid. The dearest of Krishna. If I do this thing, then there may be something more, consequence may be more bad. Worse. But that is, I think, tolerated. Again, he created 1,000 sons. And then they're grown up. He asked them, it is the order of Brahma. You should be very careful this time, worship in such a place, so that nobody can come and you should not give up what is I am saying. It is the order of Brahma. You have to perform penance. Without the penance, without the desire of Supreme Lord, I cannot fill up these 14 planets. And you go by 1,000, nothing. But you go there and you worship Krishna, the Supreme Lord, and you will fulfill desire. Don't hear any other thing. Take care. Went there. Now Narada Goswami again came to learn. In such and such place, 1,000 sons of Dakha Prajapati went there. Let me go there. This sort of sadhu is very dangerous. Very dangerous. Now, he went there. When seeing they are born in a high family and Narada Goswami sadhu, they cannot disrespect. They bowed down and Narada Goswami, yes, I am blessing you. What for you have come? I have come to increase creation for our revered father has ordered us. By increased creation, what benefit do you get? What benefit do you get? Do you not go? You say, what benefit do you get? You get no benefit. But it is the order and we should do our duty. What is duty? You have to understand. Come. Who are you? You are not this body. Nobody considers the body to be person. As long as the consciousness is there, so long as body. That is Atma. Eternal existence. You have forgotten your eternal master like that. And you have been entangled in this. By creating living beings, you will give trouble to them. If you worship, and by your worship, you will do good to your parents. Your parents will be. You will get emancipation. God will be satisfied. You can pay back your debts of your parents. And if you do not worship, then you cannot pay back your debts by giving, by increasing creation, by earning money, all these things. Whatever you heard from your father, wrong. That is not the truth. Sit here. Hear me. I shall take class morning, evening. All right. They cannot ignore him, such a person, exalted person, saint. All right. So hearing. Understood? Yes. What do you have to know? All right. We shall worship Krishna. By worshiping Krishna, you will be benefited. And your father will be benefited, your grandfather will be benefited, Brahma, all will be benefited. If you do not serve Krishna, you cannot serve anybody. Whatever you have heard from your father, that's the wrong thing. They have been converted and they did not enter into married life. Whole ascetic started by them. Dakha Prajapati were very much enraged this time. What is this? Again? And what I cannot obey the orders of my father. What is this? I curse you. You will not remain in one place. More than it is, he has got no capacity to do. He will not remain with them. Now it is very good. I was speaking in one place. I shall sing the glories of Supreme Lord throughout the Brahmanda. Good. Now do you see why Dakha Prajapati has cursed like this? He cannot remain in one place. He remained in one place for a long time. By hearing, there mind should be changed. Nobody is there. No worldly person is there. Yes. So, if a bona fide sadhu comes, you should not keep him for a long time. Only 2 days, 1 day. If a bona fide sadhu, not like me, I may remain for months together. But if a bona fide sadhu comes, then it's dangerous. In the year, for 1, 2, 3 days, not more than that. And out 360, 2 days, you engage you. Then you will have sadhu sangha as well as your worldly life. And if you go on keeping sadhu for a long time, then everything will be disturbed. Isn't it? What is good? Sometimes you may have a gap. Therefore, this time, next time, you will stop this again. After 2 years, 2 days, 3 days, not more than that. But that is in the Kobra. He's intelligent. He has not committed offense to Narada Goswami. Only this curse, you will not remain in one place. Mm-hmm. The implication of this is. Mm-hmm. You understood?
Yeah.